We're now up to for Simin Shin Pei Aleph, and we will be doing the first three Sifim. So what did we learn? We learned that if someone was Ma'ariv, he can now be Mevatla's Rishus to all the members of the Chatzar, and this way they will not be us to carry from their house into the Chatzar. Ha'mevatl Rishus, so someone did Bidl Rishus. V'hotzi achakach mibeisol l'chatzar. And then he went and carried from his house to the Chatzar. That shows that the bittel wasn't serious. So if it's b'shogeg, ena oser. If it was by accident, so is he is serious, just he forgot. Whereas if it's b'mezid, a b'mezid oser. If it's b'mezid, the halachi is that it will aser. Shaharei chozer mevatlo. Vare chozer mebitulo shebittel. Because we see that he's changing his mind from his bittel. What happens if after he did bittel, they already started carrying, so they already was zolche in his chelek in the chatzar, so it's too late for him to change his mind. Rashi, they would have to make this chazaka dafka after it became Shabbos. Otherwise, he could still be chozer from his bittel rishus. Now, the truth is that he's not chozer mamish, it's nearer like he's chozer. Mishnah Berurah brings a Yad Ephraim who says that if someone did bittel rishus and then carried out before Shabbos, that's a bittel of his bittel rishus. Mishnah Berurah is cholek on that. He says that you'd have to do it on Shabbos itself. The halach is like Rashi, that the chazaka too would only work on Shabbos itself. Siv Beis, yesh bittel rishus mechatzar lechatzar. It is possible to do bittel rishus from one chatzar to another. Now, how's that? Lo shnashtei chatzeres, this is the first case, two chatzeres, upesach beinehem, with a door in between. The halach is they could be ma'arav echad or shnayim, the door will allow them to be ma'arav together, or they can decide not to. The irvu kalachas li'atzma, and each one of them was ma'arav to itself. Veloshna irvu yachad, or else they even made an erev together, but one of the members of one of the chatzeres forgot. He was shachach, and he was not mishtatif in the erev. So yecholo kalachas levatl reshus alachavrta. Either chatzer could be mevatl its reshus to the other chatzer. Liosa muteris lishtamish ba, velohi. In which case, the chatzer that was mevatel to the other one allows the other one to use its chatzer, but it couldn't. Lo shnashtei chatzeres zo lifnim mizu velo irvu, elach yitzona bilvad. So each one could be mevatel the reshus to the other one. Yichol ha-kalas mevatel reshus l'chavrit aliyas muteres l'shtamesh ba velo hi. The inside one wasn't ma'ariv, the outside one was ma'ariv. Shapnimis oseres alachitzona. The inner one asers on the outer one. So the halachi is yechola levata lo reshusta shelo l'shtamish v'lo savra alea l'bishar shetzricha lotzeis. It's saying I'm avatal my reshus. I'll only have drisus regal when I need to leave. V'tiachitzona muteres, and this way the outer one will be muteris. O im irvu yachad, or in other cases they made one big erev, v'nosnu eruvim b'chitzona, and they put their erev on the outer one, v'shochach echad na pnimis flow erev, yochal levatl reshuso, tani shivatl reshuso lochal echad mibnei apnimis, he has to go mi mevatl his reshus from each one on the inside. V'gam lochal echad mibnei achitzona, v'yehu levado osa v'kulam mutarim. If he's mevatl his reshus to everybody, then he's the only one that is osir, and everybody else is mutar. And Siv Gimel, another case, not only from Chatzar l'Chatzar, yesh bittel reshus b'churva, she'im hayu shnei batim v'churva b'neim. You have two houses and a churva between them. She'ishal shneim v'shachov lo irvu, yachol echad levatl reshuso l'chavero, uladicho uli v'liyoso muterbo. Each one can be mevatel reshus to the other one, and whoever did the bittel reshus, the other one would allow to carry in the churva.